This is Ralph Losey, the director and verifier of Echoes of AI, where the podcasters themselves are AI, and they write the podcast, not me.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive, where we take complex information and, well, you distill it into actionable knowledge for you.
Today, we're opening the file on, I guess you could say, the newest expert to walk into your professional life, artificial intelligence.
Exactly. And we get it. You're looking for efficiency. AI promises that. It shows up on your laptop like this incredibly fast, incredibly cheap consulting expert.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And it has that tone, that very confident, very definitive tone that is so persuasive.
That's where the risk is, right?
That is the central risk. It's so easy to miss because of that speed and confidence. But like any expert who hasn't been, you know, stress tested, this AI can be fundamentally spectacularly wrong.
We're talking about the hallucination.
Right. Invented case law, facts that don't exist, citations that look completely plausible, but you click on them and poof. No. They're gone.
So the answer isn't to avoid AI. It's about control. It's about due diligence.
Yes.
Our mission today is to show every legal professional, and I mean everyone, from paralegals to judges, how to use the skills you already have.
Your adversarial reasoning skills.
To turn AI from this huge liability to a genuinely trustworthy partner.
And this isn't, you know, a theoretical problem. We've seen again and again that the system puts the burden of truth squarely on the human professional.
Yeah, you can't talk about this without mentioning the cautionary tales. I think everyone still gets a chill thinking about the Madhaviavianca case.
Oh, absolutely.
The lawyers submitted a brief just filled with cases that AI completely made up. I mean, can you imagine standing in front of a judge while they tell you your key case is fiction?
It's the ultimate professional nightmare. And what's critical is the judge didn't blame the machine.
No, the judge blamed the lawyer for failing the most basic diligence.
And that standard is holding firm. We saw it again in Park v. Kim, another Second Circuit case. AI-generated citations, case gets dismissed.
The scale of this is pretty sobering when you look at it. There's a French scholar, Damien Charlatan.
Yes, his AI hallucination cases project.
He's cataloged almost 700 similar decisions globally.
So the takeaway is clear. You just cannot accept AI-generated work until you have skeptically cross-examined the machine. Your competence depends on it.
Okay, so we need a framework for that, a legally sound one. Let's dive into the work of Ralph Losey here, because he proposes this brilliant hybrid metaphor.
It's one that litigators will get instantly, the idea of AI as a consulting expert versus a testifying expert.
Tell us about that distinction.
Well, think about a consulting expert. They work in private. You can be messy, explore weird theories, make mistakes safely.
And none of it is discoverable.
Exactly. You use them to stress test your ideas with, you know, no consequences.
This sounds a lot like how we use AI for initial research, brainstorming, that sort of thing.
It is. But the moment you promote that consultant to a testifying expert, everything changes.
Okay.
Suddenly their methodology has to be sound, their sources disclosed, their opinions have to be able to withstand cross-examination. Everything is on the line.
So how does that apply to the AI on my desk? When does that promotion actually happen?
It's simple. AI must always start as your secret private consulting expert. Mm-hmm. It can be brilliant, it can be sloppy, it can even fabricate things in that stage.
Echo.
But the moment you rely on its words in any official capacity, a brief, a client memo, a demand letter.
A court filing, for sure.
You have promoted it. You've turned that private thought experiment into a testifying expert's report. And judges and opposing counsel will treat it that way.
So the decision to adopt the output, that's the point of liability.
That's the entire game, managing that promotion process with extreme care.
To do that, we have to understand why this happens. We call it a hallucination, but what's really going on? Why is this smart model just making things up?
What's interesting is the causes aren't that mysterious. It often just boils down to the model trying a little too hard to please you.
Or just filling in gaps in its knowledge.
Right. The user gives it a vague prompt or not enough context. The model sees a gap in its training data, and its instinct is to, well, infer a pattern that isn't really there, to just fill the silence.
And this is where that idea of sycophantism comes in.
Precisely. It's trained to be a helpful servant. And if it can't find a real answer, it will confidently invent a plausible sounding one just to complete the task.
It hates to say, I don't know.
It absolutely hates it. And that's dangerous when you think about legal data. Maybe its training set is heavy on, say, New York law.
Right.
You ask it about a niche statute in Wyoming. Instead of saying it doesn't know, it might generalize from a similar New York statute and just invent an incorrect answer.
That is a perfect parallel to supervising an overconfident junior associate.
It really is.
You give them vague instructions, you get back a polished answer, but you have no idea if they actually checked the source. The failure isn't the AI making a mistake, it's the lawyer forgetting to interrogate the result.
But here's the good news. These hallucinations, these fabricated answers, they're incredibly brittle.
They're brittle.
Yeah. They improvise with such confidence when you don't ask questions, but they just collapse under even moderate targeted questioning.
So that gives us a tactical advantage. We don't need to be coders. We just need to be lawyers.
Yes. We just need to apply that skeptical questioning we already master. That's how you supply the pressure.
Right. Let's get practical then. There are 5 core techniques here. You already have these skills. It's just about redirecting them at the machine.
The first one is the absolute foundation. Ask for the basis of the opinion. You have to demand that reasoning ladder.
So no more vague questions like, what's the law on X?
Exactly. That just invites a summary that could be built on sand. Instead, you have to be structured.
What's the prompt?
You ask. Walk me through your reasoning step by step. For each step, list the leading cases and authorities you're relying on. Explain precisely why that case applies here.
You even have it list its own assumptions.
You have to. Ask it to list every assumption it made about the facts or the law, and even rate its confidence. That forces the hallucination into the light.
Okay, number 2 seems designed to counter that eager to please problem.
Mm.
Probe uncertainty and limits.
Mm-hmm. You have to train your AI to admit what it doesn't know. A good human expert tells you the edge of their knowledge. AI will only do it if you force it.
So you have to demand that humility.
You do. You ask questions like, what facts, if they were different, would change your entire analysis? Or which part of your reasoning is the weakest?
I like this one. What did you not search for that might be relevant?
That's a great one. It forces the AI to confess its blind spots. It's a critical quality control step.
Number 3 is classic prep work. Present the opposing argument.
If you go to the AI with a theory, say, my client isn't liable, it will just cheerfully agree with you.
And find cases to support that.
Right. So you have to counter that bias privately before opposing counsel does it in public.
You make it argue against itself.
Immediately. You tell it, give me the strongest argument against your conclusion. Or even better, how would opposing counsel attack this reasoning? You're just doing your normal expert prep.
Okay. Technique 4 is about checking the internal logic. Test internal consistency. This gets at that brittleness you mentioned.
Yes, this is where you can see the confidence is just a veneer. All you have to do is change the structure of your request.
So you ask it to restate its answer in a new format.
Exactly. You say, restate your analysis using only 5 bullet points. Or summarize your prior answer, but this time do it chronologically. Then identify any inconsistencies between the 2 versions.
And if the second answer contradicts the first.
The foundation is weak, you know you have to start over.
And the 5th technique, which is probably the most important, build a verification pathway.
This is non-negotiable diligence. Verification is what kills hallucinations. It's the work you owe your clients and the court, period.
So this is a formal protocol.
It has to be. You read every case it cites, you confirm the court actually issued it, you check the case history, you confirm the quotes are actually in the opinion.
Every fact, every conclusion.
Every single one. You cannot skip this step. The upside, though, is once you get good at this, the overall time and money you save is huge.
You just have to apply your judgment to check its work.
And that framework, that adversarial mindset, it isn't just for litigators, it's a thinking skill for the entire profession.
Let's talk about that. Let's use some hypotheticals for non-trial settings.
Sure.
Okay, how about an e-discovery misfire? The AI is scoping custodians and says the engineering department probably has no relevant emails.
Because it's using a generic template that assumes engineers are only technical. A lawyer using this protocol doesn't just accept that.
They ask for the basis.
They ask, what assumptions did you make about these roles? The AI admits it used a template. And the lawyer, who knows this client's engineers are in customer negotiations,
catches the mistake immediately. The hallucination about the data scope is avoided.
Exactly.
Or another one, an employment retaliation timeline. the AI produces a beautiful, clean chronology of events for a case.
So you use the technique of probing uncertainty. You ask it, which dates did you have to infer the sequence for? The AI has to admit it guessed the order of two critical meetings that happened on the same day. That admission allows the lawyer to go manually verify those two dates and save the entire narrative.
Okay, one more. A transactional example. Contract interpretation. You ask the AI about termination rights. It confidently says paragraph 14 controls everything.
You apply the cross-examination. You ask for the exact language and specifically list any amendments that affect this paragraph.
And it finds an amendment.
It's forced to reread, finds the amendment that supersedes paragraph 14, and completely reverses its position. That single prompt just prevented a disaster in a negotiation.
It really shows the universal benefit. Transactional lawyers, in-house counsel, judges, paralegals, everyone uses this kind of skeptical thinking.
The partnership becomes so clear. AI gives you speed and creativity. You provide the judgment, the nuance, the skepticism. When it's properly interrogated, it becomes a force multiplier for everyone.
Okay, let's synthesize all this for you. We can boil it down to a simple three-phase protocol. Prepare, interrogate, and verify. Phase one is prepare. That means you ask narrow, specific questions, you give it the factual background it needs, and you ask for reasoning and sources right up front.
Phase two is interrogate. This is where you run the five techniques we just discussed. Ask for the basis, probe uncertainty, have it argue the other side, and test its consistency.
And phase three, verify. This is the part you can't skip. Check every case, confirm every fact, and then consciously decide what you're going to adopt, what you'll revise, and what you'll just throw out.
You know, when a judge asks, what did you do to verify this? And you can walk them through that exact protocol.
You've earned their confidence.
You've earned their confidence, and you've avoided sanctions. Cross-examination doesn't weaken the AI. It strengthens your own work product.
This whole discussion just proves that the cure for hallucinations isn't some deep technical knowledge.
No, not at all. It's the application of skeptical adversarial reasoning. It's a skill every single legal professional already has.
So, a final thought to leave with everyone.
AI is tireless. It's fast. But it needs your help to be accurate. If the AI provides the speed and you provide the cross-examination, you realize that your irreplaceable value isn't just knowing the law. It's your professional judgment.
A machine gives you possibility.
And you give it truth. Cross-examine first. Rely second.